At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, Peter Zine here, coming to you from Colorado. Today is the 8th of July. We're going to send this out today. We're coming up on another tariff day where Trump says he's going to reset tariffs for pretty much every country in the world. So far today, he has released about a dozen letters that are basically read exactly the same except for the header and one number where he's basically told people what their tariff rates are going to be moving forward. Several things from this. First, the spread of countries that are in this first list go from Tunisia and Bosnia on the low end to Korea and Japan on the high end. So countries that are just nothing to countries that are firm allies, all of them got the same letter. There's no sign of meaningful negotiations with any of them. Trump just picked the same number he'd had before, maybe rounded it a little bit, put it in there again. Nothing has really changed. And he's now telling them that they have until August 1 to renegotiate, which means, number two, we are still in this hell limbo. We've had over 150 tariff policies since the 20th of January. We now have the threat of a couple hundred more. And no one really knows what to do. New business construction spending in the United States has basically gone flat. Nobody wants to start a new project because nobody knows what the rules of the game are. And based by many versions of the tariffs that are in place right now, it actually penalizes people to invest in the North American supply chain system. It's actually cheaper to, say, build your entire manufacturing base outside of the United States and then just pay the tariff once on its way in. If you want to have an integrated supply chain where countries do what they're better at, that actually, you're penalized. Okay, what's number three? Japan. Japan is the country to watch most closely here. It is one of the countries that has now gotten the letter. It is a country that entered into good faith negotiations and is now a country that is kind of talking shit about Trump a little bit. If you remember back to Trump 1, there was about a half a dozen major trade deals that were negotiated or renegotiated, which included NAFTA, which included a trade deal with the Koreans, and included a trade deal with Japan. And the Japanese came to the conclusion that Trump represented the future of American economic nationalism. And so they needed to figure out a way to get in on Trump's good side, on MAGA's good side, so they could be part of the American future moving forward. And so they made quite a few concessions that had never been made in trade deals before in order to get that agreement. And then we get to April 2 and Trump tears it up. And we get to July 9 and he tears it up again. And so the Japanese are left wondering, like, you know, even if you go out of your way to seek a deal with Donald Trump, even if you offer him everything he has demanded, it still means nothing. And that has really colored the other trade negotiations. Because if Japan, the country that has bent over backwards to try to make this work by Trump's own terms, can't get a deal, why should anyone else try? And there's the fourth thing. No one can try. Trump still hasn't staffed up the Commerce Department or his own office, or much less the U.S. Trade Representative, which is normally responsible for negotiating trade deals. So if you are a country out there trying to negotiate with Trump, there's no one to speak to, because the only two people who are handling the talks are Trump himself and the Commerce Secretary, and those are both full-time jobs that normally are not led by trade talks. We have only ever once gotten a trade deal with anything less than 10 months of negotiating. And so far from the rhetoric that we saw back in April that people were lining up to talk, maybe they were, maybe they weren't, there was no one to speak with. And so no meaningful negotiations have really happened. And the only trade deal we actually have right now is with the Brits, who basically just agreed to buy a bunch of planes in order to get a lower number. And that was the talks. I mean, there's a lot of real irritants in the relationship with the UK, and none of them were addressed at all. So that just leaves what the rest of us think about this. Obviously, business investment is down sharply. We're actually seeing new builds drop down to levels we haven't seen since COVID, which is really bad. But the final thing to keep in mind is that this is not the end. Trump has already made it very clear that his new August 1 deadline is very loosey-goosey. So August 1 is the new July 9 is the new April 2. And there's a reason why Wall Street is just kind of ignoring this. I'm sure you've heard of the taco trade. Trump always chickens out. Well, they're now calling it Taco Tuesday, which is actually kind of funny and clever. Anyway, but until this is resolved one way or another, until we know what the numbers are, no one knows what they need to do to prepare for what's next. And so everybody stopped.